Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
It is homecoming weekend. Maryville, the Spoof Hounds, getting set to take on the Cameron Dragons in the homecoming football game tonight at 7 o'clock. We're joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, as well as a senior running back and linebacker Tucker Turner. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. And before we dive too deep into homecoming and Cameron and everything that's going along with that, Coach, last week a big win over St. Pius, a back-and-forth football game, and one that could springboard you forward, but obviously it's usually in the right direction, maybe not getting too high and staying on that for too long. What's the message to the team as you do go from an emotional win over St. Pius and then into Cameron this week?
Well, you're absolutely right. That was one of those victories that you have at home that, you know, we talked immediately right after the game about, you know, remember this. You know, these are the ones you remember when you get old and you come back for, you know, reunions and golf tournaments and you stay with your friends. And, you know, we talked about community a lot and you know, being able to remember those are important. You kind of put that game to bed and we talked about, you know, being able to, you know, quote an old Bob Seger song and turn the page and be able to move on to next week. I mean, we talk about that every week, you know, and going 1-0, and those are important. But certainly been an emphasis this week with when you have an emotional victory like that.
Now, John Dykstra in the forum said that you said it was Metallica, not Bob Seger. So can we get to the bottom of that?
Okay, well, let's make sure I was quoted correctly. It was a Bob Seger song. I said I prefer the Metallica version of Turn the Page. But sitting with me today, as I mentioned to the team, Tucker Turner was probably born and raised on the Bob Seger version because I know his dad, and his dad probably played it 10 times a day.
They're both terrific either way. And Tucker, I'm not going to grill you on your classic rock or which way you lean either way on that. But how do you compartmentalize, as a senior that played such a big role in that football game, to be able to turn around and be ready for homecoming? Because occasionally homecoming comes with its own distractions too.
Yeah, I think, like Coach Webb said, you just kind of turn the page and move on and try to not get distracted and just keep moving forward and try to do the best you can for the football game.
Now, with a big game like that and the ups and downs that come along with it, huge 4th and 7 coming up mid to late through that fourth quarter. Derek Quinlan swings it to you in the flats. You take it up the sideline for 50-plus yards and a huge touchdown that really set up a touchdown that swung momentum in that football game. We're used to seeing you between the tackles and bruising as a running back, catching that pass, getting up the sideline. What's going through your mind as that play unfolds?
Yeah, I knew that we were going to have to get the first down or we were probably going to lose the game. So I was just trying to make a play for the team because they've been making plays for us all game. So I was just trying to do a favor for the team. And I love those guys, and I'll do anything to try to win a game for them.
You know, Coach, we see so many weapons on that offense. I don't know how a defense takes away everybody, and obviously Tucker able to get loose up the sideline. That has to be a lot of fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what Tucker's able to give us is just another added benefit and an added weapon. You know, whether that, like you said, whether that's running the football or catching passes, and you know that scenario that played the other night in the St. Pius game, that was, like you mentioned, it was a back and forth game, and you know, Coach Alchin and I kind of called a time out there and talked about it and decided, you know, let's just most of those coaching decisions, as we all know, when they work out great, it's, oh, what a great call. You know, you went for it inside your own 20 or whatever, and you won the football game because of it. And that's great, but if we had not gotten it, then it'd be, you know, the vice versa. You know, why'd you go for it there? Why didn't you punt it and use your timeout? So, you know, it is what it is, but certainly exciting to see Tucker make that play and help it, like you said, you know, help his team win.
Maryville rolling from a 46-42 win over St. Pius. Now tonight taking on Cameron. It's a homecoming football game, Coach. It feels like now we're going into week 5, and we have seen about 5 different styles of running attacks from your opponents to this point. What do you expect from Cameron? How do you prepare for them?
Yeah, that's a added benefit, I think, in the way we schedule. And you know, a lot is talked about our difficult schedule. But to me as a coach, that's one of the benefits is you get – you know, like you said, a wide variety of offenses and defense to help you prepare for, you know, what's later on in the year in a playoff run. And, you know, Cameron runs a flex bone option attack, and that's very difficult to defend, if people have seen, you know, like an Army or a Navy, you know, type, you know, football team play with the short motions and, you know, the option where it can be the quarterback carrying it or the running back or he has a pitch relationship. And it's very difficult because you got to be very disciplined and you never know who has the football. They're kind of like magicians back there. The quarterback might have it, and then you think he has it, and then the running back has it, and then he doesn't have it, and he pitches it to the other running back. And so it causes you to be very disciplined on defense and kind of, you know, do your 1/11th every play, or they can slip a long run on you. And it's, plus it's a ball control offense. You know, they were really close in the St. Pius game all the way through, you know, almost the first half, just because they were able to keep the time of possession on their side, similar to a couple weeks ago when we talked about Chillicothe and how they do that. This is, like I said, something we hopefully learned from that game, is that we got to be able to get off the field on third downs on defense and get our offense the ball.
Tucker, with a team like this, with the option and so many different assignments, you know it's going to be very run heavy coming into this evening. You got a pretty physical defense on your side, especially you stepping up at linebacker. Do you kind of like that challenge of stepping up against a really run-heavy team, knowing that a lot's going to be on your shoulders tonight?
Yeah, like last year, we weren't going to stop in the run, so I think this is a challenge for us to see where we're at this year and see if we can stop the run and going forward to see where we can go in the playoffs and stuff.
Maryville High School football taking on Cameron tonight. We're talking with head football coach Matt Webb, as well as a senior running back and linebacker Tucker Turner. Tucker, homecoming, it's a big game. We've got alumni coming in and just a chance to kind of go through that Spoofhound tradition. For you, working your way up the ranks, to not only stepping in as a starter but also a two-way player, both offense and defense, do you have the chance kind of on Friday night to kind of take some of that in and I guess, enjoy the Hound Pound for what it is before all the action starts and kind of look around and understand all the alumni and the great players that have come before you there?
Yeah. I've always been watching Spoofhound football since I was a little kid. And I've always been in the tailgate area with my uncle watching my cousin play, and it's been a special place. It's a special place. We don't lose here, and I hope we don't lose again this season.
You know, we look at some pretty special Maryville linebackers through the years. Do you ever get some of those stories from Coach in the huddle of, like, let me tell you about an All-State linebacker back in the 90s? Of course, Coach Webb was a pretty good linebacker back in his day, but do you get some of those old war stories from him?
Yeah, he's got plenty of stories to tell.
I believe that.
That's a good answer, Tucker. That's a good answer. The stories always get better as the years go on and you get further removed. Most of the people that would remember me that played would probably say that's not quite the truth, but these guys don't know that. So they can get embellished a little bit, like the fish you catch always gets bigger, you know, as years go on. So, but yeah, there's a lot of good stories and a lot of tradition that Tucker is, you know, honored to be able to kind of carry on.
You punch that ball free at the 1 yard line, scoop it up yourself, take it 99 yards. Exactly. It's the game winning score.
In the snow, uphill both ways.
And like, you're homecoming king after, yes. You know, they crowned you afterward.
Yes, multiple times over. That's right.
It is homecoming. We've got, now, this is the first ever Maryville homecoming parade today, correct?
Absolutely. This afternoon around 1 o'clock, I think, down Munn Avenue. It's going to be a good time. Hopefully the weather holds off. I know they're going to make a call on that later on this morning. But yeah, we're going to have a homecoming parade. And the entire school will be out there. The middle school's coming up, and they're kind of, you know, we talk about a lot around here about traditions, and, you know, it's always, I think it's fun to kind of maybe start a new tradition, so they want to do a parade there down Munn Avenue. It'll kind of be across from the bus barn, kind of start that splash pad area, and then kind of go up through the high school, and then we're going to have our pep assembly outside at that stadium, and just another great way to come out and support us.
Tucker, will you have a speech prepared for the pep rally?
No, I will not.
We should start working on one. Really get the troops all fired up for this one. Maryville getting set for Cameron tonight for homecoming. All right. Tucker Turner, you've got a twin brother, Tanner, also in high school with you. I feel like, Coach, you guys have to have some twin brother pranks that have happened at some point, whether you're swapping classes or something. You guys ever do anything that's pulling over on a teacher here at some point?
We only do it to parents only.
Only to your parents?
Yeah.
I will say, as Tucker and Tanner have gotten older, when they were younger, when they were maybe Nolan's age, they'd come to you know, football camps and be around everything, and they were hard to tell apart. So I don't know if one's gotten, that's an individual battle, if one's gotten better looking and one's gotten other. I won't uglier, but I won't approach that. But you can tell them apart a little bit different. But they were very close, hard to tell the difference between Tucker and Tanner.
You know, it is funny, though. So my wife started in the school district last year, and it took her a little bit to kind of tell the twins apart. It happens, right? She's like, I don't know which Turner boy it was, but one of them came up to me and said that Coach Webb wants me to go unlock the door to the school pool. And she wasn't quite sure on that. Was that you, Tucker?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, there's a pool that a lot of, you know, it's in the bottom of the tech school, and only certain keys open it. And, you know, when you're a freshman, you don't know your way around a little bit down the facilities and stuff. So it's a kind of a good way to get a school tour and know where those things are at.
So if you're looking for the pool there at Maryville High School, and give a call to Coach Webb, he'll point in the right direction.
Yeah, and now Maddie Trenton was new, so she knows where it is, so she can help you as well.
There you go. It's homecoming here at Maryville this week, taking on Cameron, kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame beginning at 6:30. Coach Webb, Tucker, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior running back and linebacker Tucker Turner with us right here on KXEV Maryville, KLRNW Chillicothe.